Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah Muhammad ibn Abdillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. Dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mention some stories, many stories in the Quran. If we recite the Quran, if we read the Quran or go through the translation of the Quran, we will see there are stories. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions stories in the Quran, does He make the stories very long in description, in full description? No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a story in the Quran, He keeps it brief. He keeps it very brief. Why? The reason for this is, so from this story, the whole point, the maqsad is so that we take lessons. The reason for the story is not for us to enjoy. Listen to the story and enjoy. Or bedtime stories. No. But the reason for stories is so that we take heed, we take lessons. This is the reason. If Allah wanted, He could have gone into description, full description of what happened, where it happened, and how it happened. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just went to the main points. And these main points of the stories, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the stories the main points, from these we should take lessons. And we should relate those in our days. We should relate them to what we are going through today. This is very important. Quran is not a storybook. Book that we read and we enjoy the stories. No, this is for us to act upon. In the book of Allah, there are stories which should encourage us to do good and stay away from evil. To do good and stay away from evil. My dear respected listeners, today I would want to touch on just one of the stories from the Quran. One of the stories from the Quran, where many of you brothers may have recited this surah today, or many of you may have intention to recite the surah today. Which surah is this? Suratul Kahf. Now in this surah, Suratul Kahf, there's few stories there. Story of the cave, story of Zulqarnain, story of the garden, story of Khidr alayhi salam. But from all those stories in Surah Kahf, I would just want to point out one story. And that is the story of people of cave. Suratul Kahf. And then at the end you will understand why I have chosen that story. All the stories in the Quran are very important. But why I've chosen this story today, at the end we will find out why. Long before the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a time where people used to be worshipping idols. They used to worship idols. They used to ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The environment at that time was very bad. What we call fitna. The fitna level at that time was very bad. People partying, people committing sins, everywhere. One day, in that town, they had an event. They had an event, festival. And we know what goes in festivals: singing, dancing, drinking, all those things that you can imagine. All the evil things. So, in that festival, there were some youngsters there. Obvious. Nowadays, when we look at festivals, who do they, when they organize festival, who do they target? Do they target the elders? Or do they target the youth? Or do they target the people from universities and college and schools? They target the youth for festivals. End of the month, Festival of Reading. Majority of the people that will attend the festival will be university students, youngsters, young people. So more or less the same at that time. So in that festival, there were a group of youngsters who were in the festival, but they disliked the whole of this scene and everything. That people, you know, worshipping Allah and ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they took themselves out from this festival. They took themselves out. Look, imagine how big the fitna is. And the small group of youngsters. Now they weren't old, they were in their youth. Youngsters, teenagers, according to some. So they came out, they took themselves out from this environment because of the evil. A day came when these young boys, they stood up. This shows how firm their faith was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen. They stood up and they said that they believe in Allah. And they challenged those who disbelieve in Allah, saying that you believe in a being, you believe in idols, you believe in a religion which doesn't have any evidence. After making that speech in front of everyone in the market, now what is the outcome for these youngsters? In the marketplaces, there's police, authority. Where as soon as they heard these youngsters got up and making an announcement of their belief in Allah alone, they straight away went to the king and informed. So now what is it that the king is after? To kill them. Either they renounce their faith, they go back to the old ways, or they will be killed. That's the penalty. So, look how strong these youngsters were. In the environment of evil, they were ready to give their lives. For who? For Allah. Forget about giving their life in the environment where partying, drinking, mixing, everything that was going on, they took themselves out of this evil. And then they thought, to save our faith, let's go away from this. Let's go away. They were on the run. They went and hid in a cave. The youngsters went and hid in the cave. Along with them came a dog. كَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. A dog came along with them. And the dog, as like a guard dog, sat in the mouth of the cave. So that any passers, when they look, they get afraid and they walk on. They don't bother going inside the cave. So these youngsters, fearing their fate, they went and hid in the cave. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to sleep. And they were sleeping in such way that if a person was to look at them, they would think they are awake. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. If I was to look at a person now sleeping, I could tell that this person is sleeping, his eyes are closed and sleeping. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put those youngsters in, put them to sleep in such way that people were to look at them, they would not think that they were sleeping. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from the torment and the punishment of the king and his people and the fitna of that time, and he put them to sleep for 309 years. Over 300 years. And this was the era at that time when the youngsters were there, time of fitna. And then when they woke up, they asked their mates, youngsters, they're not prophets, they're like us. Young like us, young like me. I'm not that old. So these youngsters, they got up and they started asking each other, how long did we sleep? Some said we slept the whole day. Some said we just slept for half a day. Some said only Allah knows the best. But anyway, we are very hungry. We are very hungry. Let's appoint someone to go to the market secretly, disguised, without letting anyone know. Why? Because they are fearing that the king will kill them. Or the people will see them and they will, because they're on the run. Everyone's after them. So they appointed someone, they had some money with them, and they said, make sure no one sees you, you go there, get the food, come back. Because if anyone sees you, then all of us will be captured and will be killed. So he was one of them, some of them, they went to the market. When they went to the market, what they wanted to get, when the time for paying came, the youngster gave the money. But the shopkeeper took the money and looked at the money and he was shocked, he was amazed. And then he started showing it to the other shopkeepers. Look at this coin, look at this coin. At that time the youngster got very afraid that, oh, have I got caught? That's it, the police are behind me and that's it, we are all gone. And then all the people in the market, they gathered together to look at the coin. Why? Because this coin was over 300 years old. It was over 300 years old. So they were amazed that coin's still here. And obviously the fashion has changed. In those 300 years, the thing that the youngster was wearing and what people were wearing at that time, the fashion has changed. So they were amazed at, you know, how this person is dressed and what he's given. So he quickly went back. He thought, oh no, people have cashed me. He went back to his people. And this is when the people found out these were the people, youngsters, where the story passed on from generation to generation to them, who fled from the town, the city, and they hid. And where did they hide? In a cave. Why? To be saved from the punishment and torment of the king. But the era when they woke up was the time where the king was a believer. The time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to sleep, the youngsters, was the time when there was a king who disobeyed Allah. A king who ascribed partners with Allah. After over 300 years, when Allah woke those youngsters up, it was a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their effort, their sacrifice, them standing up, Allah showered His mercy upon that town. When they woke up, the whole town, they were all believers. They're youngsters. They're not old. They're not prophets. They're youth. They were in their youth. They were youngsters, many of us over here. Look at the sacrifice. This is the story of the Quran. What lessons do we take from this? That at the time of fitna, fitna will be there till day of Qiyamah. Fitna will not decrease. But if those youngsters at the time of fitna, trials, tribulation, if they took themselves out of this bad environment and engaged themselves in dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, why can we not do this today? When we go to school, is there no fitna there? Of course. When we go to college, is there no fitna there? There is. When we go to university, is there no fitna there? Yes, there is. In the markets, fitna there? Yes. Our workplace, everywhere we go, there is fitna. This is why we, those youngsters, they were very strong together. They were very strong together. Why? Allah says in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. That help each other. Birr وَالتَّقْوَى in piety and good deeds. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ. And do not help each other. Don't encourage each other in evil and immorality. This is true friendship. This is the crowd. This is the environment we want. These are the types of friends we should choose, who would help us to do good and help us to stay away from evil. And this is what these youngsters done. They chose, all of them helped, encouraged each other. Imagine going against the people of the town. Everyone believing one thing, but they believed in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. They gave everything up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected listeners, the youth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is very important. On the day of Qiyamah, the question will be asked, how did we spend our youth? How did we spend our youth? Did we spend our youth in the remembrance of Allah? This is why from this story of Surah Kahf, do we not take lesson from the story that these youngsters got together, helped each other to do good, stayed away from bad environments. But what is our state today? When we get with our friends, do we encourage each other to do good or do bad? This is something that we need to realize. Nowadays, when we get with our friends, we put ourselves down. We're scared of remembering Allah or telling or reminding our friends of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they might say, oh, I've become Sufi. He's changed life now. Our friends will put that person down. This is why we don't. Is that our true friends? True friends in the Quran, Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Because these types of friends will help in the day of Qiyamah. On the day when everyone will run away from each other. My dear respected listeners, these youngsters at that time, if they could do this, they weren't prophets. They were youngsters. They were human beings like us. If they could do this, then we can. At that time there was fitna. We can't say, oh, they didn't have fitna. How we have fitna today? No. They had fitna at that time as well. But they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feared Lord. They remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They done dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how much mercy Allah put down in that town. That through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the people of this town believers. Now if us youngsters get together and do good for the sake of Allah and help each other to stay away from evil, is Allah's mercy not be upon us? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy upon us if we do good and stay away from bad. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be 7 types of people that will be saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be under the shade of Allah's throne. Among those 7 people, there will be the group of youngsters who used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One group will be that group on the day when the sun will be brought just above our heads. People will be drowned in their own sweat. Some to the knees, to the hips, to the shoulders. Some will be drowned in their sweat because of the heat. This is a punishment. 7 types of people will be saved from the punishment. Amongst those 7 types, there will be one group. And this is those youngsters in their lifetime, they remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not when they were old, whilst they were in their youth. Whilst they were young. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is important that we have this youth. It is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We utilize it the correct way before it's taken away from us. Before it's too late. Just before I end my speech, inshallah, just a reminder to all the brothers and sisters, tomorrow after Dhuhr Salah, there's a very important presentation. After Dhuhr Salah over here, inshallah, presentation will be in English, and it is held by Ibrahim College from London. So, brother, the program is for not just for brothers, it's for brothers and sisters, so please try your best to attend this event, this presentation. The presentation is about seeking knowledge of deen. So it is our duty, my brothers and sisters, that we take time and we come and attend this speech, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you.